Hi folks, Pete Lane, one more time with Blind Abilities coverage of ACB 2016 from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today, Jeff Thompson comes live from the convention floor with special guests from Camp Abilities in St. Louis. Take it away, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities, and we're at the ACB convention. And I am with Wilma and Peggy from Camp Abilities. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Yeah.
What can you tell our listeners about Camp Abilities?
It's a fun and educational sports camp for blind children. Ours is from age 10 to 16. Now, there are about 26 of them. Lauren Lieberman in Brockton, New York, started them in 1996. And since then, we've got about 26. We're number 26 throughout the world. And we will have host our first Camp Abilities this year, the first week of August, from July 31st through August the 5th.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you're in St. Louis.
We're in St. Louis.
We will be housing the children at the Missouri School for the Blind for that whole week. So we'll have camp counselors and residential advisors that will be with them. So they'll be fully supervised, and we're offering three sports that we are teaching them this summer for the week.
Oh, that's really great.
And these sports, not only will they learn the sport, but these sports will allow them to participate in the United States Association for Blind Athletes, the National Beatball Association, and the Paralympics.
Can you tell them where they can find information about Camp Abilities?
Well, if they go on Camp Abilities-St. Louis, they will find out about our camp. We have registration forms for volunteers, for the campers, and for the staff. At this point, we have one guy coming from Columbus, Georgia, and he's going to teach the kids beat baseball. And then we have one former teacher from Missouri School for the Blind, and it's in Indiana. Mr. Schrock is going to come back, and he's going to teach them track and field. And we have one guy at the school named Tim Cobb that's going to teach them goal ball. And in the evening, we have some different activities going on in the evening after the sport's over. We have one guy that's, he does one-touch self-defense. And he's number 16, I think, throughout the world, martial art, visually impaired.
His name is Adnan Gucci.
And so he's going to show our kids just some activities for that evening.
Wow, that's a lot of activities.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds really great.
We're going to keep them busy. Yeah. Just getting started.
There you go. That's good.
We're just getting started. But if you look up Camp Abilities, just campabilities.org, we have camps in New York, Alaska,
Portugal,
Puerto Rico, Ireland, Brazil, all over the place. Yeah, it's really great.
Thank you, Wilma and Peggy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the convention. I really enjoyed talking to Wilma and Peggy about Camp Abilities. I could just sense their passion. This is the first year for Camp Abilities in St. Louis, and I'm sure it's going to be a great one. Check them out, campabilities-stlouis.org. And if there's Camp Abilities in your area or in your country, check them out at campabilities.org.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the reality
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at Blind Abilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.